Did you ever do that for turnips or anything like that?
No. No, I didn't do it with no turnips. I just only with potatoes. I raised turnips, but I never, you know, did that with them.
Yes, ma'am. Say, talking about a woman's best dishes, or really fine stuff that she might use for something, what would that usually be made out of?
Well, now, we used it. It was at one time. It was one or two probably had, maybe had a piece or two chine. But most of us just had regular plates.
Yes, ma'am.
And they won't like it is now. You have usually time have this plastic or melamine or whatever you call it. Well, we just had some glass, you know, plate, kind of, wasn't no see-through glass or nothing like that. It's just what you call a glass plate.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Talking about that china, have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that, that a farmer might use to try to screw his hen into laying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Use your time during Easter. You find those kind of eggs. You know, it's a phony egg, you know, but it's made out of, I have seen some made out of glass, but usually and they make them out of, you know, plastic. Now.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
Was that called a nest egg or
artificial? Yeah, you always leave that in the nest. That's the nest egg.
But you never saw a china egg? Did
you
see the china
egg? No, I haven't seen a china egg, but I've seen a glazed egg, all right. Man, they wouldn't leave that no china in that nest.
What else? If you were going to milk your cow, what would you carry with you to catch some milk in?
A bucket. We call it a bucket, but most people call it a pail. Mm. But it's just a bucket. You go out there and milk, you know, for the milk cow.
Do the same thing?
Right, the same thing.
I see. Well, did you ever keep some kind of container around the kitchen where you could throw scraps in for the hogs later on?
Oh, yeah, we kept always with have a. And we get a big bucket or a can and sit it outside the kitchen window. And that's why we always put what we call a slop,
right.
You know, for the hole.
You call that your slop bucket?
Or? Right, right. People mostly say garbage now, but we always say it's slop, but.
Yes, ma'am. What kind of container would you use to keep cut flowers in inside the house?
Well, just most any kind of a pot. What you might call a flower pot.
Yes, ma'am.
You can put them in there and sometimes. There's some flowers. You can just get a regular fruit jar and put some water in it and stick it down in there, inside the house.
Yes,
and it'll keep and root and grow right in that, you know, in that jar wall.
Or some kind of vase or something like that?
Yeah, if it can hold water. Because you would have to water it